Every week, Squibb brings you Hollywood's finest. The great picture plays, the great actors and actresses. Techniques and skills chosen from the honor roll of those who have won or been nominated for the famous Golden Oscar of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. And now, E.R. Squibb & Sons, manufacturing chemist to the medical profession since 1858, bring you one of the loveliest stars in motion pictures, Lana Turner. Tonight you will hear Miss Turner in one of Hollywood's most entertaining comedies, The Vicious Lady, the picture which, for Best Photography of the Year, was nominated for the 1938 Academy Award.
Have you ever married a botanist? Well, I'll never do it again. As a matter of fact, I don't have to. I'm going to stick to my great, big, wonderful husband till death do us part. So help me. I was singing and dancing in a nightclub on 52nd Street and doing very well, if I do say so myself. I was making money, keeping wolves away from the door, and Hollywood was nearer than Central Park. And then I saw the professor. Well, you can say that it was love at first sight. And when I looked again, I was married. Mrs. Peter Morgan III. Imagine me, the bombshell of Broadway on Saturday and back to school on Monday. All because of love and a wedding ring. It seems Peter was afraid to tell his father we were married. That is, right away. So I revert to barber socks and pose as a student. And I can't even tell the other kids my father-in-law is president of the university. Well, you can tell the public I went to college all right. I took my degree in double talk at Old Sharon.
This is the campus lake, honey. But first, before we leave the car, I'd better give you this question for the exam tomorrow. Yeah, I want you to know all the answers.
Oh, darling, you're so clever.
Oh? Well, let me see. Now, this question, Francie, has to do with...
You know, Peter, when I'm alone with you, I get the same sensation I got when I rode on a roller coaster for the first time.
Oh. Well, the question concerns itself with cleavage in primary plant life. Yes. Only the trouble with me is I never get to be alone with you.
Yes. Yes, Peter. Go on.
Well, you know, Francie, this botany is very simple if you don't let the terminology confuse you.
Do you feel that way about me?
Huh? What way?
Well, like you're on a roller coaster.
Oh, yes. Now, primary plant life has a peculiar method of propagating itself. We know no reason for this, but suddenly a one-cell plant...
Well, if you do feel the same way, why don't you tell me?
We'll begin to show indentations. Oh, Francie, I love you so.
You know, we are married. Oh, the meanie and spotlights, too.
Oh, let's get out of the car. Come on, Francie. This is the school boathouse.
Oh, I'd love to see your boats.
Well, there's a campus motorboat. We can sit in that.
Well, wait, help me.
Oh, I'll hold you.
Mm-hmm.
Just step across. Now, sit here. It's quiet, isn't it?
Yes.
It gets quite a play from the students in the springtime, but it's not a bit crowded this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Alone at last. Well... Where are you?
Right here. In the front seat. Take my hand. Sit down. There. How about a kiss, Mrs. Peter Morgan?
Nobody uses this place.
Oh, come on. We've got to get out of here.
Well, I can't see anything. Help me up.
I can't get up. Wait, I'll get hold of this rope.
So nobody ever uses the lake, huh? Oh, Peter, if ever a girl felt unmarried, I do. Darling, do you think your father might be cooled off enough now so that we could tell him we're married?
Hey, look out for the barbed wire, honey. Oh. You got to crawl under. And we got to get out of these woods into our car.
Yes or no?
Well, hot or cool, we're going to tell Father tonight. He's over at the university now making a speech.
Oh, well, I'd better wait outside. It would be just my luck to sneeze and kill his paw.
Yeah. Hey, oh, wait, there's a cop.
Where? In the tree?
No. No, waiting beside our car.
Well, it's our car, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're not supposed to be parked there. It's against the rules of the university.
Hey, you, hold on there. Just a minute now.
Good evening, officer. We've been studying.
In the woods? This time of night? Studying what?
Botany. I'm in his class.
Yeah, class 207.
Yeah? Sure.
Now, wait a minute, officer. I can explain.
You better.
Well, you see, nobody knows this. Nobody at all. But this little girl and I are married.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I got a good notion to haul you in right here and now. I got a good...
Popsy, you come right back this minute.
Why, sure, my little lamby pie. Popsy is coming right away. Get in that car and get out of here. You're interfering with the law.
Dad, will you sit down a moment?
Didn't you get the notice I sent? I've got to make a speech in 5 minutes.
Now, Dad, you better sit down. I have something very important to tell you.
Now, Mr. Noble is endowing us with a new library. And the least we can do is to honor him with our presence. Now, please, come, get your cap and gown.
Well, it just so happens that this is much more important to me than Mr. Noble.
At this moment, your problems are secondary. Now, I must go in now.
Dad, she's my wife.
What was that you said?
I said that girl is my wife. And she's the finest wife any man could have.
Peter, are you mad?
Oh, completely, sir. And I hope it's a permanent condition.
I won't have you toss your life away.
Well, it's my life, and you might let me please do what I want with it.
You're a professor in this university with a future that might eventually lead to its presidency. Mind you, I said might.
Father, are you all right? They're waiting for you in the auditorium.
Oh, I'm all right, Mother. It's this boy.
Oh, Mother, I'm glad you're here.
Oh, be quiet. You know your mother has a weak heart.
I won't be quiet. I've been quiet long enough.
Oh.
Oh, Mother. Mother, are you all right?
I feel faint. I'll be all right in just a moment.
Oh, Peter, you'll kill your mother.
Now, Dad, this is something you can't change.
Until we can discuss this further, I wish you wouldn't say anything about it to your mother.
Dad, I've got to.
If you don't care about her welfare, I do.
Peter, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, Mother, nothing at all.
Well, here we are, Peter. This is where I live, remember?
Yes.
Darling, ever since I came here, I've been ducking corners, sneaking about, hiding places. And if loving you means ducking and sneaking some more, I'm willing to do it.
Oh, I don't want you to. You see, I just couldn't tell Mother. She's been ill for a long time, and we couldn't shock her.
Well, why should it be such a shock?
Well, you see, you're not... Well, it's just... Well...
Kiss me, Peter.
Oh, sure. What was that for?
Goodbye.
Oh. What? Hey, Francie, wait a minute. Francie!
Look here, you. Remember our house rules. No gentlemen, I do mean gentlemen, are allowed above stairs in the girls' apartments.
Oh, yeah?
Now, don't you try anything rough. And besides, I wear glasses. I always wear them. I haven't got them on now because they're being fixed. And it's against the law to hit a man with glasses on.
Hello. Would you get me a compartment on the 1 a.m. train from New York? Yes, and please send up for my bags. Yes, I'm leaving.
Will you get that darn curtain off my face? I can't see.
Peter! How did you get up here?
Fire escape. Thanks. Oh, Francie, you mustn't be angry. You can't leave me. If you try it, I'll shout out the window that I'm here. I've got a right to be here.
I've made up my mind.
But what about our mind? We're not supposed to have separate minds. What in heck is that?
Oh, that's what... I mean, that's the Murphy bed. It keeps coming down all the time. Here, I'll push it back.
Oh, let it stay down.
No, you sit on that chair.
Well, just watch until you leave. I promise I won't say anything or do anything. I'll just sit here.
All right. Well, I guess you better kiss me goodbye.
Yeah.
We try to be alone and can't be. And now when we're saying goodbye, we're alone and we have to say goodbye.
Do we have to, dear?
Well, you know we do.
Yes.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye.
Will you write to me?
Oh, every day.
Well, please make it twice a day.
Three times a day.
What will you say?
I'll say, dear Francie.
Oh, please make it stronger.
Francie, darling.
Yes, dear.
Oh, Francie, darling, I'm miserable without you.
Three times a day?
Yes.
Oh, goodbye, darling.
Goodbye.
Well, I'm all packed, so here goes. You start out the window, and I'll start out the door.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling. Walter! Oh, there he goes again.
Who's Walter?
Oh, the bed. The maid calls it Walter because it's just like her husband, always falling down.
Oh. Well, wait a minute and I'll help you.
Well, you know, once I just opened the desk and it came down.
Oh? Comes down easily?
You better go now.
There's a cop down there.
He might shoot you for a burglar.
That's right. I think maybe I'd better stay here until he goes, huh?
Oh. Well, all right. I have a few minutes, so I'll stay, too. Oh, but what if they find you here? Oh, it would be awful if it got around that you were found in a woman's room.
Yeah. Especially without a woman.
Well, I'd never believe you. Oh, Peter. I can't go.
Now, you're really making sense.
Who's there?
The clerk. I've got your ticket. Your train leaves in 15 minutes.
Oh, never mind. Go on, beat it. She's not going. You can return the tickets, too.
Who's in there? Open the door. You know it's against the rules. Open that door.
Oh, see you tomorrow, darling.
See you tomorrow.
Where is he? Where is he?
What, he? What do you mean, he? What's the matter with you?
I have a cold. Makes my voice hoarse.
Oh, that's too bad. Now, look here. You take some hot tea, lemon, molasses, honey, and butter, and you put them all together.
And they spell mother.
Yes. I mean, no!
Oh, Walter. Oh, no.